Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners, I'm sure at some point in time, it might have even been me, somebody has talked to you about a mission statement and how you need a mission statement in your restaurant. Well, I was wrong. You don't need a mission statement in your restaurant. You need something called a promise, and we're gonna talk about it here in this video. Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com as well as clickbacon.com. And that's right, if I have told you in the past that you need a mission statement, I was wrong. About a year ago, I discovered something else, something different that I've kinda created, but I kinda took from some other businesses. It's called promises, and I love this, and I'll tell you why right now. In your business, you need at least two kinds of promises, sometimes three. You need at least a few customer promises. You also need some employee promises. Some of you are gonna take this to a whole nother level, and you're gonna have business or operation promises, which are gonna be a little different. If you're a larger business and you have shareholders or partners, I suggest you do that. But at the bare minimum, replace mission statement with a customer promise. Here's what I mean. I'm gonna give you an example of one of the better restaurant mission statements that I've heard. You know, they're all kind of fluffy. They're like, we're gonna provide the best value possible to our customer at the most affordable prices. They all sound something like that. They're all total BS. But Panera Bread has a great one. It's a loaf of bread under every customer's, it's a loaf of bread under everybody's arm. A loaf of bread under everybody's arm, which is great. It's kind of tongue in cheek. We know it's not real, but that's kind of their thing, is a fresh loaf of bread for everybody. And I like that, but what does that really mean? The way I discovered this is about a year ago, I was working with a client and I was really being hard on him, asking him some questions about his pizza restaurant and how his pizza restaurant was gonna be better or different than all the other pizza restaurants in the area, and there were a lot. He said, well, we're gonna have better service. We're gonna be known for service. And I said, tell me about what that means. Tell me about customer service. And he starts talking about customer service, but none of it was really making any sense. See, it's really hard to define customer service. We all say we have great service, but what does that really mean? So then this just came out of me and I said, tell me a promise you're gonna make to a customer. And we kind of played with this for a little bit. But then something came out of his mouth that was like, you know what? I want to be the pizza restaurant for families. Most of the other ones are kind of dirty and kind of grimy and there's nowhere to sit down and people pick up their food and leave. But we want to be the place where families feel comfortable. So we kind of worked on it. And then out of nowhere, something came out of his mouth along the lines of, we're going to treat your kids like they were ours. Or I think it was something like, We're gonna love your kids even when they're bad, something like that. I don't remember the specifics, but it was a very distinct promise. We're gonna treat your kids exactly like they were ours. Wow, I'm having trouble getting the words out here. And so that's what a promise is. So I started doing more research on this and I see that some of these newer companies have this on their website, things like this, more customer promises than mission statements. Like, a restaurant that I was at a couple of months ago had something along the lines of, we won't start cooking your food until you order it. We'll always call your order by first name with a friendly smile. If it's not exactly what you wanted, we'll make it right. See, these are promises and they make people feel safe. They make me willing to try new things. I get excited when I hear customer promises. And so I've been doing this with all my clients. We've been writing these customer promises and they've been really helpful because they're black and white. They draw a line in the sand. If you have a customer promise that says, if you're not incredibly happy or if we didn't exceed your expectations, we'll make it right. Well, then it's black and it's white. If you're home or you're out of town and your manager is dealing with something, the customer promise says, we're gonna take care of it right here, right now. The customer promise doesn't say, well, let me call my owner. I can't get through to them. Let me get your number. Well, someone will call you tomorrow. No, your customer promise says, if we didn't exceed your expectations, we'll make it right. So I highly encourage you, go back to the previous video if you haven't watched it yet about vision, mission, goals, projects, tasks, action items. Replace that mission with promises and figure out what your vision is. Then write some promises to your customers. Put them on a wall where they can see it. Put them on your website. Draw the line in the sand. Write some promises to your employees. If you're struggling attracting the best employees, maybe we're not clear enough at how well you want to treat your employees. Maybe you're not treating your employees well enough. But put those somewhere for your employees to see it. Put those on your website. Here are our customer promises. Here are our employee promises. And then if you have some partners or some investors, maybe some business promises, right? Like, we promise to provide financial statements by the fifth day of every month. We promise to be open and transparent with all business dealings, right? Something that makes your investors feel safe. We promise to contribute to the community. That could be a customer promise. That could be a business promise. But the point is I want you to start retraining your mind about promises instead of mission statements. I hope this helps you operate a higher profit, better restaurant, and I hope you have more fun doing it. It can take a little more time off with some of these tips. Enjoy a little more freedom in your lives. I got another video coming up for you next week. This has been Ryan Gronfman with The Restaurant Boss. Have a wonderful week.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfman. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.